You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Today was the first day of school for many students, including those in the San Francisco and Oakland Unified School Districts. And both districts have new superintendents. In San Francisco, it's Vincent Matthews. He's local through and through, grew up attending district schools, went to San Francisco State, taught and served as principal at district elementary schools. After serving as a superintendent in several California districts, he's come back home. It's a similar story for Kyla Johnson Trammell, Oakland's new superintendent. She's a third-generation Oaklander, attended local public schools, and worked with the district for 18 years before this assignment. But these homegrown leaders have challenges in store. Johnson Trammell is the latest in what's being called, quote, a revolving door of superintendents in Oakland. The district graduates less than two-thirds of its students and has had to cut its budget by more than $20 million for the next fiscal year. Over in San Francisco, the district is in the midst of contract negotiations with teachers who are not even close to being the highest paid in the region, though they work in the most expensive rental market in the world. Both Vincent Matthews and Kyla Johnson Trammell came into KALW to talk with City Vision's host, Joseph Pache, to talk about their new jobs. And a note to our listeners, KALW is an editorially independent broadcaster licensed by the San Francisco Unified School District.
One of the things that attracted me to San Francisco Unified was our vision statement, Vision 2025, which is a visionary statement about where we want to go and 10 big shifts that we need to make in our district around a graduate profile, what we want our graduates to look like, blended learning, how we bring talent in and how they collaborate, shifts that we as a district have to make if we're going to produce the kind of students that we want. From that Vision 2025 statement comes our strategic plan, which is called Transform Learning, Transform Lives, and both of these can be found on our website. And so what attracted me to San Francisco Unified was both the vision and our strategic plan. And so in coming in and spending my first 90 days, it really is around looking at the activities that we're participating in, the strategies that we put in place, and it is to see what we're doing and then figure out what is working, what's leading us toward our vision, and what isn't. But what I'm really looking for and is when is those common themes that you hear over and over and over again, whether I'm asking the question, what are we doing well that's leading to student success, or what is it that are, what are the barriers we're putting in place to student success? And when people say a barrier over and over again, then I know that that's something that we need to eliminate.
So no pun intended, how unified are the constituents in your district, from the school board to the parents to the teachers to the students, when it comes to these objectives, to this vision?
So the great thing for me is that right now I'm in the 30 days of the 90-day plan, so I'm gathering that information. And that's actually what you just said. At the end of the 90 days, what I will do is deliver to the community a report. And the report is just on that, how unified we are, what is working well, how we're unified around what's working well, and the barriers that we're putting in place, and what are the steps we're going to take to remove those barriers. Right now, the question you just asked is the information that I'm gathering right now.
Same question there for you, Dr. Johnson Trammell. How unified is your school district when you look at the different constituents that you have to answer to?
So I'd say areas where I would say all constituents are unified is really wanting to make sure our resources are going for our students and really wanting to interrupt the opportunity gap that we have and ensuring that we have quality education for all students. So I would say the what that we need to be about is where there's a lot of unification. I would say how we get there is where there's diversity in thought and approach. And a lot of that just comes from the diversity of our city, depending on neighborhoods, where there may be certain parts of the city where there's a larger English learner population. There may be certain programs that are more specialized in other parts of the city. And so naturally, depending on some of the issues and the concerns and the interest, there are going to be different challenges that arise, or what might be a priority in one part of the city. There may be something that may be a priority in another part of the city. So similar to what Dr. Matthews stated, just using the beginning of the year to listen both in large groups, sometimes they're forums, sometimes it's more one-on-one groups, sometimes it's small groups, to both students, unions, school constituencies, but also folks within the city, because a lot of our strategic plan is around being a full-service community district and knowing that really to reach the needs of all students. We need not only the district, but we actually need the city. We need businesses. We need community-based organizations. So I've been doing as much listening to the larger city as I have internally so that we can really figure out how we can work best together in service of students.
My understanding is that Oakland Unified, perhaps more so than San Francisco, is projecting to start the year with some teacher gaps, right? Some unfilled teaching positions. What will you bring in your tenure to help solve this problem of retaining people when it comes to cost of living or other barriers?
So in terms of the cost of living, that's a problem that we're in, or a challenge that we're in the beginning of tackling, kind of in partnership with the larger city. But one of the things we've been thinking about is really looking deeper and grow your own programs. That's actually how I started off as a teacher. I started off as an emergency credentialed teacher and was able to land a job, and through a local partnership with Cal State East Bay, was able to gain my credential while I actually was teaching in the classroom, and had the benefit of having some of the teachers, actually they were OUSD educators. So I believe deeply in having more grow your own programs. We have a retention problem, but we also have a recruitment challenge in the sense that we don't have as many teachers going into the field to begin with, because at the state level, we have a teacher shortage. So we've already just started working with partnering with community colleges, looking at folks that are in our after-school program with our talent division. We've started a partnership there and really thinking creatively, how are we reaching out early and in different kind of alternative ways, so to speak, of really attracting folks that are committed to Oakland first, and then providing them the skills to be teachers. So we're going to have to do a lot more investment within the community, because we don't have as many people coming into the field of teaching between the cost of living and, you know, just the plethora of other opportunities that are out there for them in the Bay Area.
So it sounds like a long game, really, because you're really developing the pipeline at this point still.
Absolutely. Mm.
And for you, Dr. Matthews, the challenges here, how are you addressing or hope to address cost of living issues?
So we are continuing to increase our pipeline programs, our residency programs. One of the other avenues, though, that we are pursuing is, as a district, is we have partnered with the city to build teacher housing. So we've identified a site, and we're beginning to have conversations with the community about the site. And, you know, I think that as a district, I don't think a district really wants to be in the housing, thinking about all the things that we do. However, we realize that if we, just as we've developed our pipeline, we've developed our teacher preparation programs, we've developed our residency programs, this is another strategy or another activity that if we are going to have the people in place that are going to be delivering high quality instruction to our students, we have to look at all angles, all sides, and do the same kinds of, when we talk about the student profile, one of the attributes that we want for them is to be creative. We also as a district have to be creative.
There are nonprofits that are trying to help teachers with down payments. A nonprofit called Landed just recently got a grant from the Chan Zuckerberg Initiative. Is this a strategy that your districts will pursue, which is trying to get philanthropic organizations, the tech world, to really try to solve some of these cost of living issues?
I would say absolutely. I think we both have many funders in common that are already funding many of our wonderful initiatives and innovative programs. I've been talking recently to a university around providing some teacher leadership opportunities as a way to provide teacher stipends so we can have some creative ways of subsidizing salaries for teachers. So I think absolutely, you know, we're in kind of the tech capital of the world in terms of startups and innovation and design thinking, and we need to bring that to bear with some of our challenges that we have, right? Because without quality teachers, the issues we were talking about before in terms of equity, we're not able to get to them. So again, kind of back to the work that we've been trying to do in terms of being a full service community district, we have to actually lean in with our partners, our philanthropic community and businesses and community-based organizations, to really work with us where our resources are limited in order to address some of these complex problems.